Welcome to the session on building pirate radio energy in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this lesson, we're not just making a drum loop and a bass line, we're building a small session view performance setup that feels tense, dirty, moving, and alive. Think late night transmission, crackle in the air, chopped breaks, dubby echoes, siren stabs, and those little edits that make a track feel like it's being written live by a selector. If you're new to this, the big idea is simple. Atmosphere is not just decoration in jungle. It helps define the groove, the depth, and the whole identity of the tune. So instead of trying to build one giant finished arrangement right away, we're going to create a session made of small parts that you can launch, mute, filter, and reshape into a proper pirate radio style track. Open a new live set and switch over to session view. That's where this workflow really shines. You want a simple template to start with. One track for breaks, one for sub, one for bass atmosphere, one for noise and texture, and one for FX hits. Then add two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. This setup is useful because Session View lets you try different combinations fast. You can launch clips, drop parts out, bring them back in, and hear how the energy moves without fully committing to an arrangement yet. For DNB edits, that's a massive advantage. Start with the drum break. Load in a classic Amen style break or any break that already has the right feel. If it's audio, warp it carefully so it keeps a natural groove. Aim for something around 160 to 174 BPM and keep it to one or two bars to begin with. You want a loop that already feels musical before you start editing it. Now make at least two variations of that break. Duplicate the clip into another slot, then make one version a little more open and another version more stripped back. That could mean removing a snare hit before the drop, muting a hi-hat for one bar, or cutting the tail of a hit so it stutters slightly. Even tiny changes can make a loop feel like performance instead of repetition. If the break feels muddy, you can clean it up a little with EQ8, maybe high-passing just enough to remove unnecessary rumble. Drum bus can add a bit of weight and drive, and auto-filter is great for turning the break into an intro version with a low-pass effect. That way the same break can feel like it's coming in from the distance, then opening up into the full groove. A good jungle track often feels alive because the break keeps changing in small ways. That's part of the genre's DNA. You do not need huge edits to create movement. A little chop, a little mute, a little gap before the one, and suddenly it feels like a real DJ is working the tune. Next, build the sub layer. Keep this disciplined. For beginners, Operator is a great choice because it's clean and easy to control. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and avoid any wide stereo effects on the low end. This is the foundation, so it needs to stay solid. Write a simple MIDI bassline. You really do not need much here. One or two notes per bar can be enough. Leave space for the kick and snare. Use short notes if you want a rolling feel, and make sure the bass answers the drums instead of crowding them. That call and response energy is very classic in jungle and old school DNB. On the sub track, make sure the sound stays clean. If needed, use utility to set the width to zero so the low end stays centered. You can also use EQ8 to make sure nothing unnecessary is sitting above the low range. Keep it simple, clean, and powerful. Now add a darker mid-bass or Reese atmosphere layer. This is where the tune starts to get that murky pirate radio character. Use wave eatable or analog, detune to oscillator slightly, and add a bit of filter movement. The key here is movement, not lead synth energy. This should feel like a cloud of tension sitting behind the drums, not a melody trying to take over. A little saturation can help here too. Drum bus or saturator can add grit and make the mids feel rougher. But remember, keep that dirt out of the sub. We want the low end clean and the mids dirty. That contrast is important. Try making two versions of the same bass atmosphere clip. One darker and more filtered, one slightly brighter and more aggressive. Then place them in different scenes. That gives you an instant switch up, without having to redesign the sound from scratch. This is a really useful beginner move, because it gives your session a sense of progression. Now let's add the noise and texture layer. This is where the pirate radio mood really comes alive. Use a vinyl crackle sample, some radio static, a noise oscillator, or even a resampled background texture from your own session. The goal is not volume, it's atmosphere. It should sit under the track like haze in the room. Process that layer with EQ8 so it doesn't fight the drums or bass. High pass it if needed, then add a little auto filter motion for life. A touch of reverb and a light delay can make it feel spacious and distant. Keep those effects subtle. If the texture is too loud, the whole track can turn blurry. But if it's tucked in just right, the whole session feels deeper and more authentic. That distance matters. In Pirate Radio Jungle, not everything should sound close and polished. Some elements should feel up front, and others should feel pushed back through space, grit, and filtering. That depth is what turns a stack of loops into a real environment. Now add your FX hits and one-shots. These are your punctuation marks, sirens, reverse cymbals, rewind-style impacts, short vocal chops if you have them, little noise blasts. All of that works well here. Keep them short. You want them to mark moments, not constantly fill space. Place these effects like edits. One for intro tension, one for a drop transition, one for a mid-track switch, one for the outro. You can process them with delay and reverb, maybe a little auto pan for motion. But again, keep it controlled. In DNB, the timing of the FX is often more important than the size of the effect. A strong move is to put a siren or impact just before the drop, then let the beat hit hard right after it, or use a reverse effect leading into a snare, or leave a moment of silence after a hit. That empty space can make the next section feel much heavier. Now start grouping your clips into scenes. Make at least four scenes: intro, groove, drop, and switch or outro. Think like a DJ building a pirate set. The intro can be filtered break, noise texture, and filtered bass. The groove can open up with the full break and a cleaner sub. The drop can bring in the full break, sub, reese, and a hit. Then the switch or outro can strip things back and leave more air and atmosphere. Use clip launch quantization at 1 bar so everything lands cleanly. That way, when you launch scenes, the changes feel intentional and musical. This is one of the biggest advantages of Session View for DNB. You can perform the structure and hear what actually works. As you test the scenes, listen for contrast. A section feels harder when the section before it is thinner, dirtier, or more filtered. Don't try to make every clip exciting at the same time. Let one element carry the tension, while the others stay restrained. That's how you create impact without clutter. Once the scenes feel good, move into small automation. Keep it subtle. Open the filter on the break a little before transition. Nudge the delay feedback up before a drop. Bring the reverb up slightly on a texture hit, then pull it back. You can also automate the bass filter sweep, but keep the sub mostly stable. The low end should stay focused. A very effective Pirate Radio trick is to automate the noise texture so it becomes more present right before a section change, then pull it back after the drop. That creates tension without washing out the mix. It makes the track feel like it's breathing. If you want a more classic jungle feel, automate a low pass opening on the break, a short echo on the last snare before the drop, and a tiny fade out on the texture during the main groove. These are small moves, but they do a lot. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Do not make the atmosphere too loud. If you can hear it constantly and it starts to dominate, it's too much. The best atmosphere is one you miss when it's gone. Do not widen the sub. Keep the low end mono and centered. A weak, wide sub will make the whole track lose power. Do not sack too many FX at once. One or two strong moments per phrase is usually enough. Contrast is the real power move here. Do not leave the break unchanged for a whole track. Even tiny edits make a huge difference. And do not overfilter everything. Filtering is a transition tool, not a permanent state. A few pro tips can really help here. Layer dark atmosphere under the break rather than over it. Use saturation on the mids, not on the sub. Make one section extra stripped so the return of the full groove hits harder. And if possible, resample your own atmosphere once you have something good. Chopping your own resample often gives more character than starting from scratch. If you want to push this further, think about creating one steady atmosphere lane and one reactive atmosphere lane. One can stay constant as the bed of grit, while the other only appears at transitions. That gives you a base layer and a flash layer, which is a really useful way to build Pirate Radio tension. For this session, try to turn your scene set into a rough song map. Intro, build, first drop, breath, second drop, outro. That helps you move from jam mode into track mode without losing the live energy. And if you want the outro to be mix-friendly, make it cleaner, a little less crowded, and long enough to blend out of. Now for a quick practice challenge. Build a 1-minute Pirate Radio Jungle session using only 5 clips total. 1 break clip with a tiny edit, 1 mono sub clip, 1 moving atmosphere clip, 1 effects hit or siren clip, and 1 reset clip with less energy. Use at least 3 scenes, include 1 filter automation, and make sure there's 1 moment of silence or near silence. Keep the sub clean and centered, and make the atmosphere noticeable only when muted. The goal is not to make a giant production right away. The goal is to make a small session that feels like a real jungle performance, with tension, movement, and a clear energy arc. So remember the big picture. Use session view to build edits fast. Keep the sub simple and mono. Use break variations and small scene changes to create movement. Add noise, radio texture, and FX hits for that pirate radio atmosphere. Automate filters, delay, and reverb lightly. And above all, remember that in DNB, the vibe often comes from what you remove, and when you bring it back, that's the sound of late night jungle energy. Raw, moving, and alive.